Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 7-1. We're in July. I can't believe it already. And you know what? While life is in you, and the Lord Jesus is with you, and you're with the Lord Jesus, then you're free. You are free, and you have ability to do things. And the very first ability to do things is to stand for Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your business, your home, your bill of rights, okay? At the same time, don't throw your life onto the dog pile. You need to prepare for what's going to really happen, all right? And that may not be that far off. If Russia is going to eliminate Lithuania and take some of it and then give the rest to Belarus and put the other into Kaliningrad, well, then that would invoke Article 5 of the NATO, and you got war. That could happen within a week, or it's 5 days, or tomorrow. I've thought about what's interesting. I've thought about the 4th of July, you know. And somebody up there had to worry about possibly Trump might announce his candidacy on the 4th of July. Or hint at it or something. But the other part of that is that they had to get in that hearing with the other day, with the Cassidy woman, or whatever her name is, which apparently she's lied about Trump grabbing the wheel and all that kind of stuff. And the Secret Service will do that. But on the other hand, Michael Stanger, which I saw the story early on, and possibly they say he died of cancer, but I've heard otherwise on the backside. I've heard otherwise on that. But Stanger was the head of the Senate police, or Capitol Police, or Senate Sergeant at Arms, that described to him that it looked like on January 6th that this was the production of paid agitators or paid instigators to instigate the crowd to do stuff. I recall vividly on the videotape saying, "Go on in there, we need fresh troops." And that's that guy from obviously, allegedly a sneaky Fed or a Fed contract agent. And all of the stuff they ginned up. Probably FBI did five. You know, they hate America. You know, they want to get rid of all you guys out there, Christians, gun owners, Bill of Rights, constitutionalists, so they can be the secret police. You don't believe it? Well, they went into a couple more churches in the last day or two. Took down a few more churches. Oh boy, way to go, FBI. Taking down the churches. Why don't you let the local cops handle it if there is an actual crime problem? But oh no, instead you gotta be the secret police for Red China Joe. Your boss threw his son, who took $1.45 billion. That's who you work for. You guys work for Xi Jinping now, I guess, huh? Well, I used to know Ted Gunderson. Ted Gunderson, in his heyday, ran L.A., FBI, and that's when the Cold War, when they were against the communists from China and Russia, okay? Now, you guys work for them, I guess, huh? Oh, you got the hut, hut, hut stuff, and you got the quietly, you know, doing this and that and the other in your tailored uniforms, and oh, you got all the stuff, and you think you're all of that. Well, you ain't. You could come in with submachine guns and SWAT teams and take down a church. But there ain't enough of you when it comes to push comes to shove. Did you see the article? See if I can pull it up here. It was in the Guardian. It's in the Guardian, all right? And in the Guardian, it says, 1/4 of Americans are open to taking up arms against the government. 25% of America feel so estranged from their government they may feel it might be soon be necessary to take up arms against it, a poll released on Thursday. Now, the fact of the matter is, one of the reasons because of that is because of the plans, the stated plans of the federal government, all right? The stated plans of the federal government and the U.S. military. And, you know, I would go back to State Department publication number 7277. Department of State publication 7277. 7277. Released September 1961. It was called the Disarmament Series 5. The United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. That's their plan. And then you go to all to the UN, and then all you have inside America is a secret police, military, paramilitary secret police, who knocks down doors and imprisons people and sends them to the camps and the guillotines. And then, of course, 12 October 2008, domestic insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law. It's an army document. All right. Army document. And shortly before the November 2008 presidential election, George Bush W. signed directives which were embodied in the following U.S. Army document. Domestic insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law. I've read to you from all of this kind of stuff. You know, before. And basically, if you do not believe what Joe Biden believed or what, you know, Rex Arbusto Bush believed, well, by golly, in its ideology, an insurgency sets forth the political alternative to the existing state. Both theoretically and actually, it offers a vision of a counter state. Well, the counter state is to return back to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And the counter state is to get rid of, the executive dictatorship that began in 1933 with the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, as amended 1933, took place December 24th. With suspended rules in the House and the Senate, and they passed that, which basically gave, turn over the powers, or large portion of the powers of Congress, over to the executive branch, and we have been, since 24 December 33, we have been in an executive dictatorship ever since. Now, power ebbs and flows, depending on how much you know, you see, and how much you talk about it and discuss it and do all of the things. But we've come way down the road, you know, and they call it the War Powers Act, the Emergency Powers Act. But the fact of the matter is, we had a bankruptcy of the United States back then. Okay? And where was the bankruptcy about? They bankrupt because the money loaned, you see, by the Federal Reserve banks, encompassed in the power of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, And they have Federal Reserve notes rather than United States currency. But that was Kennedy's deal. That was the Red Seal. Red Seal money. Do you know that that had no interest bearing business on it? When Kennedy issued that, why do you think Kennedy isn't around? For one of the reasons. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, just a few little insights there. But what I want to take up is water. My first thing tonight is water. But before I do that, I'm going to say, God bless Millie from the old Stagecoach Stop. God bless Millie. She did her job all these years. Did her job. God bless her. But from that old Stagecoach Stop and other interesting things, and this is another reason that will chime in with a quarter of the Americans, all right? But let me just click this here real quick. And let me get the old Stagecoach Stop here. Very difficult times in Northern California, and the farmers are selling off whole herds of cattle and sheep. No pasture. Hay is in short supply and expensive. Most water for irrigation was never started this year or has already shut down already. They talk about a small producers had a really small crop of hay. And that the prices for animals at auction. Now listen to this. You know what you're paying at a grocery store for beef or for lamb or chicken or pork or whatever it is, right? Prices for animals at auction have gone down from $3 a pound to $1 a pound for lambs. Cattle are also very low and going for slaughter prices. There's no carryover for cows. In other words, nobody is carrying over herds. They're not keeping a few. They're selling all of it. They have to sell them. Why? There is no feed for the cattle or the lambs or the sheep, all right? No feed for the hogs. No feed for the chickens, you see? And they're saying, sad to see that farms have survived for generations, are now going under. And I'll tell you what, God bless you because you got your garden and it's doing good and you've gone to chicks and turkeys and they say, we're canning everything. Thank you for all you do. And they're praying for me. That's thank you. God bless the old Stagecoach Stop and God bless Millie. Now, ladies and gentlemen, going back to that one quarter of the population ready to fight them. You think that's because you're so wonderful, FBI and DIA and CIA and NSA? Oh, NSA, aren't you surveilling every person in the United States? Aren't you putting all of the cell phone calls, everything, the satellite phones up in the cloud? For the poll, 49%. Okay, let me go up here. The poll says 56% of the participants said they generally trust elections to be conducted fairly. However, 80% of Democrats voiced trust in the elections. Well, yeah, that's because you stole it all last year. But the number dipped to 51% between independents. And only 33% of Republicans believe and trust in elections. 49% of Americans, that's almost half, concurred that they more and more feel like a stranger in their own countries. And 28%, that's more than a quarter of the population, all right? Felt it might soon be necessary to take up arms against the government. 37% had guns in their homes, according to the data. That's just the poll takers. Most people who have guns don't take the polls. So just to let you know, they're dusting off their domestic insurgency plans. They're going to come for you. They're going to use all of that against you. And they're going to have to do something, you see. That tells you they're going to either go to war, and a big war. And in the midst of that, either have the Civil War, or in the midst of the Civil War, you find that you, in that, like Dmitry Dudeman's prophecy or prediction, that in the midst of the Civil War, that the communists have started in America, then the Russians would then start to hit major cities, and he calls them Sodom and Gomorrah. He says, Las Vegas, Sodom and Gomorrah. This one, Sodom and Gomorrah. This, they're going to hit with missiles. We talked last night about the fact of my brother Kay, Captain Kay down there in the old, close to the borderline. I talked about Ensenada and the possibility that there might be, or, you know, in other ships along the other ports, Chinese soldiers. But Ensenada was one that there was specific deep background information. Well, come to find out, you see, that down in Mexico way, nearby Ensenada, he said, I found something down there on Google Earth, and he looking up the current earthquakes that were over there, there was an earthquake down in there, and when he looked at the earthquake on the Google, that around Ensenada, said he found it very close by was a dirt landing strip that is about only 25 miles inland from Ensenada in a valley. But what he said is, he'd been military, you see, and used to military aviation and that kind of thing, seeing all of it. He says this simple strip bulldozed in the dirt, however, it looked like a modern airport, but made out of the dirt. Runways long, wide, all kind of taxiways, all kind of stuff. And it's hard dirt there. It's like, you know, hard dirt. Well, I mean, C-130 get in there and out of there, wouldn't it? You know? All kind of planes get in and out of there. So he said, this thing, when you look at it compared to the actual Ensenada airport, this thing in the dirt strip makes it look like a piece of, makes the Ensenada official airport look like a piece of junk. It's called the Real del Castillo airstrip. They use it apparently for the Baja 1000 and all of that because the rich biggie wiggies bring in their airplanes to show off how tough they are during the Baja 1000. But you see this, he says, and God bless you, brother. God bless you out there, and may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil, and may he provide you medical miracles, and may he also provide you superabundance and all needed to survive. He said, I was thinking about this would be a real interesting place for the Red Chinese to bring in aircraft and to bring stuff in, you know, right there, because he figures, well, you know, if we figure it out, there might be an attack. They might take out with a nuke, or I would say also with a barometric bomb, you know, with a hyperbaric bomb, I should say, which is the kind of thing they used in the movie Outlook. Remember that? It was a most big explosion you could ever have short of a nuclear weapon, but extremely powerful. Russia's got them. Red Chinese got them. All right? But the Russians could pop it. Depends on what the deal is with the Chinese and who gets what, who takes what. But for the most part, the Russians want the Arctic and they want Alaska back because they sold it. All of that for the raw materials and what have you. But this airport down there, he said, could be absolutely used. You take out, even with the nuke, you take out San Diego and all of that, L.A. And he says, that would still impact Tijuana, you know, and all of that. But he says 60 miles away in Ensenada, they could land in here in force and go. Then if they had that, they got the one in Texas, all right? And then that way they could hit the oil and gas. They could hit Houston, the ship channel, all of that, and the major air bases and Pantex and different things, you know, the military bases in Texas, pop it with the big hyper velocity, quick, within 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, you know, hypersonic missile with the hyperbaric bomb, kaboom, or with the nuke. But you see, outside there, you've still got the Red Chinese general who owns 100,000 acres of land or something, and he's got the long airstrip on it there. Now, I want to tie up a couple items that I was talking about last night. And, you know, I told you here about the drought from a farmer or rancher up there in that area. But let's talk about what I was talking about, the Isle of Doc Moreau, and why I was. Because you see, if the Isle of Doc Moreau is really a cooperative base under the deep under sea floor in an atoll or little island, it's actually Nell Island. We never knew what it was, but now it's, I believe, Nell Island. And that's the area that before he left, one of the last acts that W. Bush did was to prevent any kind of exploration or any kind of scientific endeavors or any kind of military action surrounding this particular area in the South Pacific. Well, the reason why it is because you got old Nazis and then the Nazis' kids who are now scientists, plus American scientists, plus other scientists, probably some French and some different ones, plus cooperation deep under the seabed floor from a tiny atoll who deep background says in 1969, before the Star Wars movie ever came out, people came down in ceramic body armor and put the heat on them and then took the officers and a few up around to the top, went down the elevator and then pops out and then lo and behold, not only are there scientists and all this stuff, and they're doing research on, you know, cloning, you know, the genetic stuff. They're doing stuff on propulsion, all of that. And then with the weight down a little bit, there is a big outside portal that was an entrance, you know, like a, where you could see the ocean out there. And it either had a force field or something, or there was an outer containment that then they could pump the water out. But out of that, somebody saw a spacecraft would come in, a diamond shape, perhaps, as like the one they perhaps saw out at sea. When they had the 5-inch guns trained on it, they had the quad 50s trained on it, they had everything, they even had the sidearms and The Master Chief brought out the long arms, you see, to point at that thing up there. And the boat driver in those days was a tough monkey. And he said, if that thing blinks, open up on it. All right? Well, anyway, you go in there, and this is newer information because we never tell everything you know right off the bat. We're told a lot, let me tell you. Told a lot to make sure that somebody don't like Old Hawk, you know, for a lot of years. But this stuff there in the Isle of Doc Moreau, which is the name given to it by me, I call it that, although it may in fact have been the one that was a French Isle of Doc Moreau, which was involved years ago with genetic experiments, humans and animals and that kind of stuff. Well, you got a guy looking in there, and you're looking down there. Let's say you're looking down there and say, wow, that something came in through that big portal, but there's no water in here. We're looking at it. It's okay, and it came in. And then something slides back down, and they probably let the water in back out. It was like a big glass or plexiglass, huge thing to come in. And it's in there, and then all of a sudden, looking out of the cockpit, right at you is a... let's call him a reptilian, okay? With like a reptilian face and a scaly kind of, you know, purpley, greeny, purpley black scale, all right? Looking right at you. Well, that's the people that were in cooperation with U.S. scientists. Old German scientists who are now probably U.S. scientists, you see. Probably a few French scientists, maybe a Brit or two in there under the gun. But scientists who are involved directly involved with aliens or, how should we say it, hybrids of the Anunnaki and the people. Mighty men, all right, in a sense. And some of them look like humans, but maybe they're 7 feet tall and got six fingers, okay? A six-fingered Samuel, I call him. All right? Six-fingered Sam. So that I wanted to reiterate, there is that linkage. But then you go to, and you recall, I told you I wrote Trump a five-page email, all right, about what he could control as the president in terms of space assets. Now, I don't know if I did it or if it just, you know, it was an interesting timing on my part, chiming in on the side, and I wrote it to an email that at the time was a fundraising email, but apparently Trump read it because somebody told me who was big in the fundraising back then that he did read the emails from that periodic. But anyway, that's where I said it. And the Space Force was created timely, but they gave it to the Air Force. And problem with the Air Force, if you go out there and you look at the Air Force Academy, now they're producing warlocks and witches and Luciferian worshipers and demon worshipers. But if you're a Christian, you got a cross, you got to take your cross down in your, got to take your cross down, you know, inside your dorm room. I've also told you about, I knew somebody who had a student out there who his son was a cadet, and he jerked him out of the program because the cadet woke up in the middle of a thing that was a brainwashing session in a big auditorium out there, allegedly at the Air Force Academy, where people up on stage, where it was like dark lighted in the auditorium, they were up there and they were doing, you know, brainwashing talk and la, 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 you know, the kind of stuff that you see in the movies. They were doing that and they had pictures and slides and stuff. And they were, in fact, in training the brains and downloading whatever crap into them, into the cadets. And the cadets were all like under self-hypnosis or They were all hypnotized, or perhaps they'd fed him something for lunch. You know what I'm saying? Well, the guy I knew pulled his son out of that, jerked him out of there, and would have gone to guns with the dadgum security to get him out. Finally, they let him go. That's been a number of years ago. I don't know. I'm not telling you the name. So don't even ask me the name. But I know it to be true. So, then you got, who was the receiver of the Roswell crash? Wreckage is from Roswell, and also there was another one over the hill, Crash Corona. Two spacecraft, and they crashed in the New Mexico desert. Those were taken eventually through Junction City, where Colonel Corso was the duty officer that night when they came through. And his sergeant said, you want to see something, you know? And he said, yeah. And he takes him into the hangar, you know, bay there. And there is dead alien bodies. They called those ones the pinks. They were pinkish in color. A little bit different than the grays. Where did all that stuff, the bodies, and where did all that stuff go to? It went to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base near Dayton, Ohio. Well, I'll tell you what. If you'd go to stevequayle.com, and some of you might be very close to that right now, if you go to that, let's see, let me, if I can get to here. Okay. All right, I'm trying to find it right here, anyway. Okay, here we go. Go to stevequayle.com, and it's in the photo of the day. Look at the photo of the day over on the right-hand side, and you'll see the National Space Intelligence Center logo. And at right pity-pat, there is a Space Intelligence Center, which ties in with the Space Force, okay? Then you got Wright Pat, and you see, used to be Army Air Force, didn't it? Army Air Corps. And at the time of Roswell, that's what it was, the Army Air Corps. So giving it to the Air Force is different than if you gave it to those still in the Army. And the bent of the MMV is more to the Army, although there are mixed people in the group, of course, now. But it was Army unit and held its stuff from that era. But you'll see the logo. It's this Space Force logo with a Egyptian pharaoh. Over the earth. He's got all over the earth. All right? And it's in a Space Force triangular, shaped, looks like a spacecraft or a star destroyer shape. And then over the pharaoh, you see, is the, allegedly the North Star. All right? It's basically what's sitting in the CIA lobby. All right? On the floor, but it's the star. But let's say that star is Lucifer. The light of Lucifer shining down on the pharaoh, okay? Well, you know, that pharaoh, if you kind of look at him in a different light, it sort of looks like the abomination of desolation, doesn't it? And remember the abomination of desolation, his first trip was to Egypt. And remember they had him in the Egyptian King Tut outfit on the, you know, they did it on the computer and all of that. And the first thing the Joker Tut did was to apologize for America. Remember that? Well, this outfit apparently is called Delta 18. And on this pharaoh's headdress, in terms of the stripes, you got one of them pharaoh headdresses. There's 8 stripes in the Pharaoh's headdress, and then in his snake beard, which it does look, Brother Quayle points out, it looks like a snake body. There are 10. You count them down, you get below the lips, you count out 10 stripes down there. So 10 in the snake beard plus 8 in the headdress stripes, and you've got 18. Well, what's 18? Well, don't you know, Riddy Pitty Pat, must be 3 sixes. 666, 18, okay? 3 times 6, 666, 18. And you got a Pharaoh, an Egyptian Pharaoh, and you're the Egyptian Pharaohs over the whole planet. It also calls up to me the old logo of the, you know, Admiral, what was his name? Admiral Polax. Oh, he was the admiral during the hearings where Ollie North was here. Poindexter, that's what it was. Admiral Poindexter ran the Total Information Awareness Network. And they had this globe, and they had the all-seeing eye. And then it sort of had the look of the all-seeing eye, and it had a prism kind of an effect, sort of like the... Rock band had, you know, the one that did Money, da 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 da, you know that one? And I'm not naming their names so that I knew that, but allegedly it was the one that had the thing called Money. Oh, who else? Oh, allegedly it might have been Pink Floyd, wasn't that them? And they had the old prism and the triangle on the front on that album cover, which was all black. I'm just making an allusion of that. I'm not saying they're involved with this or any of the Lucy stuff, but who knows? But here he is, Delta 18, the Egyptian Pharaoh that has a face like Obama to a certain degree, overlording the world, and then you got 3 sixes, Delta 18. And that could be the North Star, which is part, you know, the North Star is not too far from, you know, Ursus Major and all of that. And it ain't all that far from Orion and all that. You know, the 3 belt stars and all those things. But it reminded me that Lucifer comes down to Earth, you see. And that he's going to take over and possess the Antichrist. You see. Well, is this going to be then the liaison, the space intelligence liaison, with those aliens coming down, or Luciferian creations of, you know, alien bonds come, that we're also in league with out there at the Isle of Doc Moreau in the Pacific, and other places, perhaps. Because old Greg Evenson told us about how they had landed in, that he could confirm what we were talking about back then, about how they had come into their old headquarters down in Antarctica, deep below the ice, all right? And that they were starting to open up the deep underground tunnels that go all across the world. And then Greg also knew about some of the Native Americans, Brother Quayle did too, who were at the other end of the tunnels up in the Southwest or the Four Corners or up in Canada and different places where some of these tunnels come out. They were waiting to see who's going to come down the line. So we got Wright Patterson with the space intelligence. And you got the Pharaoh. The fact of the matter is most of the good guys, the MMB, had to split with the program and go off planet because the black magicians, rather than these guys, the magi, the black magicians in with the, Janus scientists and stuff, Janus, that they were on the dark side of the coin. Whereas the MMV was on the lighter side, or the good side of the coin, I should say. Not aligned with Lucifer the Light Bringer, but aligned with our Father in Heaven and Lord Jesus, and more aligned to the Constitutional Bill of Rights, you see. Although they fairly much in a lot of ways now, having split from the program, they fought off the Dracos and Dulcie. They were the guys that after the Dracos and the scientists in Dulcie, New Mexico, and the deep underground, which they all claim still doesn't exist, but seven levels down in that crap, with the genetic experiments and with the cages full of half-human, half-animals and all that junk. Oh, yeah. Well, they can't do any of that. They're cloning. That's all. You're crazy. Well, in 2003, I was researching it today and looking at it. 2003, a Chinese guy, he brought a rabbits and humans together in a cell and made an organism, an embryo that was half human and half a rabbit. Bugs Bunny, I guess you would say, huh? Must have been a cartoon, Hawk. Well, then in 2004, I think it was who? Oh, the Mayo Clinic. And the Mayo Clinic engineered some pigs that had human blood inside the pig, you see. You might want to look that up, 2004. Well, they were just trying to get pig heart valves to help humans. Doesn't make any difference. They basically, in a sense, created a race of pigs or a test group of pigs that then they put human blood into them. So, you see, that's the kind of stuff we're getting into here. And then I heard through the deep background that in some warehouse, I think in Colorado or, somewhere, Denver or what have you, maybe, or, I don't know, Boulder, wherever it was, probably a federal warehouse of some sort, that somebody saw all these pallets that said human blood on the boxes. Human blood. Well, you wonder, well, what the heck is that for? And then maybe you wonder that out loud, and let's say the guy with the clipboard says, well, a lot of that is going to go down to Colorado Springs to some laboratories down there that are doing human cloning. A matter of factly, not a giggle box, answer or a tongue in cheek answer. It was a true answer. And then he figured out that maybe he shouldn't have said that. Well, anyway, that's the fact of the matter is that they may be doing some stuff in labs down there. A number of years ago, I called to your attention how there was some kind of let me just stop and say this. The company involved allegedly with this blood going to that place, probably that company, I think begins with a B, somebody said. Although I'm not sure at this point, but allegedly begins with a B. They take in more blood donations, apparently, or paper blood. They get more blood coming in than the Red Cross does. So now that's going to experimentation and genetics and perhaps cloning and different things. And I know the Army and the military is doing things about skin. You get wounded or if you get cut on your skin or you get an injury, that the skin heals itself or the tissue heals itself. That means they're going to be somehow or another shooting up with some kind of blood or some kind of stuff to change the DNA. Oh, probably it'll be mRNA vaccines of some sort, maybe, to change the DNA of the soldiers and the super soldiers. Now we're going to the Bourne legacy, aren't we? Now we're going to the Bourne legacy and the fact that they're changing the DNA structure, all right? Bourne was strictly just super soldier with mind control and with that kind of stuff. Jason Bourne was, but you go to the Bourne Legacy and you see all the different steps they go through in there. And if you have never seen that film, watch that film. Get that film and watch it, because that's very current where we were a few years ago. Now we're beyond that, because now Lucifer's back on this planet. And the fallen angels, and they're all working, and they're working to try to take you down. All right? But there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. So, let me talk about one other aspect. They're modeling, I said last night, and I didn't expand upon it, for $200 a barrel oil. The White House quietly modeling and watching everything for you. $200 a barrel. You know what that means? $200 a barrel oil means that you'd be paying for mostly on the average in the United States $10 to $12 a gallon for gas. $10 to $12 a gallon for gas. In California, in those certain high dollar stations up in there, but on average more than $10 to $12 a gallon. Probably going to be paying somewhere between $18 and $20 a gallon for gas. Now, Red China Joe, being egalitarian and loving, telling you, well, he loves you, but he's telling you that it's going to take as long as it takes, and you just have to stand it, because we're introducing a new liberal New World Order. I mean, a Luciferian World Order. But Red China Joe also wants you to pay at $200 a barrel. That would also mean that for hamburger, which is now $5-something a pound, ground beef, not for chucker or ground round or anything, or ground sirloin, but ground beef, about $5-something a pound. That means you'll be paying, just like old Hawk said, $10 a gallon gas, Red China Joe, $10 a gallon, don't you know? And $10 a pound hamburger. So yeah, $10 to $12 a pound for your hamburger. Well, that ought to make your, let's see, let me think about that. That ought to make filet mignons. I saw them the other day in a case. I didn't buy them, but I just looked at them. It sure looked real good at the meat locker, at the counter. They were, I think, $32.95 a pound or something like that for filet mignon. So, $33. They were probably $33 a pound. That means, at $200 a barrel, you'd be paying $66 a pound or more for filet mignon. Already, I read you from Northern California, they're selling all the herds. They don't have any cattle or cows being kept over. They don't have any lambs and, everything being kept to continue the herd, because they got nothing to feed them. Well, that means that the herds in the United States, particularly in the drought areas, and that would include, most of the Southwest, the West, into Colorado, Western Kansas, different places, Arizona, West Texas, New Mexico. That means herds are being sold off everywhere, and they're putting more of them onto the market, which then lowers the price at the feed, cattle auction, or the sheep auction, the livestock facilities. You see, it went from $3 a pound to $1 a pound on lambs, and cattle a similar drop. And already I've told you, a few years ago, that the level of herds in the United States was such then, two or three years ago, that it is the lowest point since 1952, when we had about 140 million people in the United States. So the cattle herd level was the same back then as it is now, with 350, or maybe If enough illegals have come in, maybe we're pushing toward 375 million. So your government now has got Joker Tut, the abomination of desolation, Pharaoh, ruling the world, and it's all on the outer space ticket, right there out of the right pat. And you know, the old Nazi scientists used to be up there right pat all the time, Wernher von Braun and his old boss, what was his boss name, Obert or something like that, one that was his old boss, and they were just all up in that area, you know. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you'd better be preparing, and the first preparation is to repent of your sins and ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. Well, now from being under $18 an ounce today, I see gold is now up. It was earlier today, early at $17.92. Now it's up to $18.13. And then the silver is now, had been down to about $19.70. Now it's up to $19.81. But those prices are designed for the big guys to get in and get their last buy-in on the gold and silver. And then the platinum is only $8.82 per an ounce. Huh. Well, that would give you an opportunity if you've got your food preps, your water purification, your water storage, your firearms, thousands of rounds, thousands and thousands of rounds of ammunition. And if you only got the one box, the 20, then go get you another box of 20 or another box of 50. If you're a reloader, you better reload some more quick, because all that stuff is going to be gone, right? Now, in keeping with the same thematic series here, Brother Quayle at stevequayle.com tricked down to his center area there where it's called the trailer, the Egyptian and Alien Connections in the Americas Gen 6 production. And watch the trailer. It's whatever it is, 5 minutes, 10, whatever it is, to watch it. You better watch that. And then click over and look at his photo of the day. And subscribe to Steve's stuff. Let me tell you, get his Mega Drought DVD, excellent. So we're at a point where they're using communism under the Luciferian line, and they're using the New World Order to create Ordo Ab Kao. The 33rd degree is being applied to you. Ordo Ab Kao. Ordo Ab Kao. Okay? Oh, and then I just see this now. I didn't look at it, but I remember hearing it. Flashback 2015, Vatican expecting an alien, quote-unquote, savior, with Sheila Zelinsky interviews Tom Horn and Steve Quayle. So you're going to have an attempt to depopulate this planet by 80, 90%. And they want to start with America first, okay? Russia's moving in and doing all kind of stuff in the Ukraine. They're hitting wherever they want to do. They're continuing it out. And I'm going to tell you what, it could start in earnest with NATO any day. Okay, Russia, this is hello to B and E of B. God bless you out there. I guess Hal Turner is saying that Russia has added wheat where you can only pay for their wheat in rubles only. So that means you got to buy rubles to buy their wheat or to buy their oil. And their rubles, the highest it's been in probably 10, 12 years. And keep in mind, they have some debt, but they paid off their high interest Paris Club debt a number of years ago in the last oil run-up. People say, well, they're not doing it. They're pumping more oil than they were before the war started. They're selling it to China. They're selling it to India. They're selling it to other countries who are willing to pay for it in gold or in rubles, or who will allow them to come in and take over some of their stuff in exchange for it. All right? So, ladies and gentlemen, you got to get prepared. You want to keep old Hawk in there, and I hope you do. Believe me, it's much needed and wanted. It could be Federal Reserve notes or silver or gold, you know, a silver dollar or a silver dime or a silver quarter, a little bit of gold, whatever it is, or a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold. May he bless you and provide you with medical miracles if you need them. May he provide you with superabundance and everything you need or want in order to survive and to go down the road. And to all you evil people in the government and in the EIEIOs, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more out of hell than yourself. Don't go into their Lucifer at night and come by. It's still going to be 4th of July. Make sea cherry or cherry. Good. Get ready. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Use your weapons from space to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and a proof constitutional United States of America. Bending arrangers I know we see. We'll see you in 10 Mickey LaPua. Stay on the optics, baby. But go see General Furby. Got a bit. Road and track, little L. Balance in all things, because I'm going to tell you, Jesus loves you. Get strong, be able to fight, but be able to think and reason and know your math, your science, know your history. And you got good mommy and daddy there.